And joining me right now is sitting next to me, our longtime astrologer to the stars here on the Frank Fontana Show, Ann Nordhaus Bike.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Thanks. Great to see you. I'm so happy to be back with you.
Me too. It's been too long.
It has.
What have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. Lots of stuff. Lots of things with astrology. I just gave a talk to a business group on Wednesday about Mercury retrograde. And a lot of the listeners know I'm also an artist. So I have back-to-back art openings coming up. Very exciting this week. Friday is going to be out at the Five Seasons Family Sports Club in Burr Ridge, 6901 South Madison Street. That's 5:30 to 8:30. I'm going to be there opening reception.
My neck of the woods.
Yeah, fantastic.
I got to swing by. So when you do these events, are you mixing astrology into that, or is it just pure art for you?
Astrology is always there.
Yeah.
So the paintings actually reflect who I am. And so they're the sky, they're horizons. You know, they're looking at the stars, but there's no night scenes. It's, you know, daytime scenes like abstract watercolors.
Sure. Beautiful work. Very cool. I love the colors.
Thank you.
And you are the business side of things. You know, you mentioned Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Let's start there. What does that mean for people, whether business or life? Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, maybe naysayers about astrology. We always talk about this, you know. But it ends up, we end up getting a gazillion phone calls, people wanting to talk to you. But for those who, you know, like our producer who's filling in now, Ariel, who's somewhat of a skeptic on the topic, explain the science behind astrology.
So particularly for Mercury retrograde, so the science behind astrology, basically for thousands of years, the first astronomers were astrologers. And that was true up until about 200 years ago. And they observed what was going on in the sky with the planets, and they could correlate that with stuff that would go on planet Earth. And they would notice that when Mercury looked like it was looking going backwards in the sky, it wasn't, but it looked like it. When that happens, stuff on the Earth slows down. Mm-hmm. Mercury is the planet associated with communication, with writing. And now in our modern age, with all things computer, tech, gadgets, cars, anything with moving parts, those things tend to either break down or show you where they need a little bit of help, or you might have like communication stuff get garbled. Very often things come in twos, so you send an email, it might go to somebody twice, or it might not go at all. It's a time when we have to slow down and be really careful about what are we thinking, and you're very big on this, Frank, I know, like power of positive thought
mindset.
As well as, exactly. So this is a great time, Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, mindset having to do with where do we focus on with our beliefs? What kind of bad old beliefs are we carrying around that aren't true that we can get rid of? So Mercury is actually this great thing when it's retrograde. We can clean all that up, but people typically are very uncomfortable during a Mercury retrograde because everything slows down. Stuff doesn't work quite right. You can't get in touch with people, but it's a great time to call people from your past.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Drudging up the past. Who wants to do that? Listen, this is what we're going to do, folks. We're going to get right into it when we come back. 312-981-7200. If you want to get your free live astrology reading from Ann Nordhaus Bike, she's here. This is how it works. You call in, you tell us your sign. You tell us what's going on in your life quickly, and we're going to get through as many calls as we can in the next segment. But I do advise you hop on the calls now. 312-981-7200. Give us your sign. Tell us what's going on in your life, and Ann will do her best to match that up with what's going on in the big universal picture of things.
Quick and capsule.
Quick and capsule. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Corn, what are we feeling on Capricorns right now?
Yeah, you know.
Quickly, because we have a bunch of callers.
Yeah, they've had a lot of powerful energy. They got Pluto in their sign, along with Saturn, which rules them.
Yeah.
And the sun's going to go there later this month. So really just powerful energy just sitting there, really forcing them to change, transform. And with the Mercury retrograde, this is not a surprise to have a little bit of a snarl up with the communication.
Of course.
Yeah.
Let's get right to it. We have Ann, who's a Scorpio. Hey, Ann, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks.
What's going on in your life right now?
Well, I want to sell my house this next year.
Okay.
And I've had a hard time getting things moving.
I understand how that
goes.
And
finances are part of it, but I wonder how it looks. Should I do?
Ann, why don't you let Ann know what she could do, possibly?
Yeah, I bet last year was a really wild ride. You had Jupiter going through your sign, which just expanded everything, and now you can see what you want to do. And so a very interesting, Jupiter's now in your second house, it's your money house. You'll probably see things look better financially. I'm guessing, over this next like 12 to 13 months. But as far as your house, you're going to see a whole lot of energy in your real estate and house of home area starting really soon. When the sun goes into Aquarius on January 20th, watch for that. You'll have a whole month to be very focused on your house. If you want to put it up for sale, if you're actually ready by early February, you're going to get a new moon in Aquarius on February 4th. That would be a good time. Within those, like a week or 10 days after that, would be a good time to list it for sale.
Where's your, what market are you in, Ann?
I'm in Northwest Indiana.
Northwest Indiana. Okay. Yeah, I think it's she's absolutely right. I mean, I'm a licensed realtor, so I can give you some. Her timing is perfect. I think it's great. And if you want to bounce anything off me, I'd be happy to. You could shoot me an email, frank@frankfontana.net, about your real estate questions. I'll be happy to help you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You got it, Ann. Thanks for calling the show.
Best of luck to you.
Hope that was helpful. Let's talk to Cynthia. Hey, Cynthia, thanks for holding. You are a Sagittarius. What's going on in life for you right now? Cynthia, you there? Hey, Cynthia.
Are you with us?
I don't think she is.
Oh, dear.
All right, let's try Judy. Hey, Judy, you there?
Hi, it's Julie.
Oh, Julie. Hi, Julie. What's your sign?
Hi. Pisces.
A Pisces, okay.
I'm ending a long-time old relationship and moving on.
All right. Is this a marriage that you're breaking up or just a dating situation?
No, it's unfortunately a marriage.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Or congratulations, either one.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
All right. So you're looking to see if love is potentially going to be coming in your future again, or just how you think the universe is going to navigate the next few months for you?
Yeah, I think the next few months, see what's going on.
Well, I think what's really interesting about this is you're a Pisces and you have some interesting energy there. You have the planet Mars in your sign right now. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Okay. So that's really, really wonderful energy for you because that is giving you basically the oomph, the steel in your spine to make the decisions you want to make. So it's not a surprise that you're taking action now. With Mercury retrograde, I don't know if there's anything you need to do in terms of like contractual stuff or actual paperwork. It'd be very wise to wait till the retrograde lifts to do any of that kind of stuff or negotiating like final terms and stuff. Are you in that stage right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be really good. Wait until after the 6th. Give it at least till December 8th or a little bit later for you to sign any actual papers and commit to final stuff because everything's still up in the air. The most volatile time of a Mercury retrograde, I will tell you, Julie, is the very beginning and the very end. We're coasting into the end of it. So take your time. Make sure you get things the way you want them and then sign paperwork starting the following week, like the week of the 10th of December.
All right. Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Julie, I'm sorry. Appreciate it. Have a good holiday season. Hope that helped you out. Let's move on to our next call because we're running out of time here. Let's talk to Jane, who's a Sagittarius. Hey, Jane.
Hi there. I've spoken to Ann in the past about my husband and a plant collecting.
He's the Aquarius, right?
He is the Aquarius, yes.
Good memory.
And he did find other work, which was closer to home, which is wonderful. But he has since left that job, and he's back out traveling again further away with another company with some of his former coworkers. And I felt bad because he had to do the travel again, but he's enjoying it. So I'm just wondering if he's going to stay there until he's retiring.
Well, that's an interesting question because Frank and I were talking about this off air a little bit before I came on, Jane. If he's an Aquarius, his planet is this planet Uranus. And I would guess that the last 7 years since 2011 have been a little bit, a little haywire for him in terms of the travel, probably, because it's...
Yeah.
That planet, his planet is Uranus, and it's been over in that third house of travel, local travel for him. It's going to stay there for a little bit longer. It's dipping back into Aries. It's almost done. It's going to leave Aries March 6th of 2019. And then it's going to go into you guys' house of home. So you might see some interesting changes in your home. So this whole focus on him traveling around, it's going to end after March 6th. It's going to settle down a bit. And then you're going to see some interesting changes at home. Maybe you'll be moving. Maybe you'll be upgrading. Maybe you'll be downsizing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I thought the home we built was going to be it. And I've actually wrapped my head around the thought that maybe we will eventually. you know, move.
Wow.
So
there you go.
How exciting for you.
We appreciate the follow-up. I love that. And good luck to you guys in the future. I appreciate that.
Great. Thank you.
You got it.
You're welcome, Jane.
All right. And so here's what we got. We got a bunch more people on the phone that are trying to get through. We do have to take a quick break and get to some news. We do have another guest, Love McPherson's coming in. But here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because we got some people on text, and we could reply to text live on the show.
Yeah.
If you want to hang for a minute and give people, how can people find you outside of the show in case they want to contact you directly with their questions?
Yeah, best way to find me is astrologerann.com. It's A-N-N-E, astrologerann, all run together, .com. Yep.
And you're on astrologer, you're on Instagram at astrologerann, right?
Yeah. And I'm on all the other Facebook,
Twitter,
the LinkedIn, website.
But here's, I'm going to have you hang out and just respond to people over text. So anybody hanging on the phone lines, unfortunately, we do have to move to our next segment, but I'm going to have Ann hang out in studio. Text in your question to 312-981-7200, and she will be responding via text live here in the studio while we have our other business going on, and maybe you'll chime in on that. But in the meantime, we want to get to everybody.
Yeah, so sounds great.
We'll be right back. This girl's like you. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show here, filling in for Dean Richards. God, Billy D. Williams, I was had in my head the other day because my doctor looks just like him. I swear to God, it's fascinating. But we're waiting on Love McPherson. She's not quite here yet, but she should be here soon and still in studio responding gracefully to all of your texts as much quickly as she can because there's like literally hundreds flying in right now, and I'm reading some of these.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's so, heartbreaking to see so much pain in the world.
And there is a lot. Yeah.
Why? Like, from a star's perspective, I understand the things we could see, but from an energetic and an astrology, standpoint, what's happening?
It's been a really tough year, for starters. We had so many planets that went retrograde that typically aren't retrograde. You know, most of the planets go retrograde once a year. But Venus and Mars only go retrograde every other year. And we had both of them retrograde over the summer. And so people are frustrated because they can't move things forward. That's one. The other part is here in the United States, we're going through a real rite of passage in terms of ourselves as a nation.
Yeah.
The planet Pluto takes about 260 years to make its way through all the signs. And what happens is when it gets back to where it was when our country was born, it's called a return. It's a Pluto return. Well, we're in the middle of gearing up for that Pluto return. And Pluto is the take no prisoners planet,
right,
where you have to look at the dark stuff. So a lot of people are having to look at some of the darkness in their lives. It's not just the nation, it's in ourselves as individuals. And having to look at relationships and all the other things. Stuff feels like it's really up in the air. And it is, because we're being forced to evolve. It's just to help us on a soul level evolve to a higher level.
So you would equate it to we as humans not living to our fullest potential, and the universe or the energy or God or whatever it is you believe in is forcing this to happen so we get to become better humans, correct?
Yes. And if you do the work.
What if you don't? Like, what scares me about that is that there's a lot of people who aren't willing to do the work, who are still plugged in the matrix. And, they just are going to continue to live the life they live without looking elsewhere or continue to blame or continue to point fingers or continue to look at the president as the problem or continue when the problem is in us, right?
Yeah. Well, I do think part of this has to do with the fact that it's easy to blame, but that's not doing the work. So that's for starters. We both know that.
Yeah.
But the other piece that's involved in this as well is that this is a real opportunity. And if people don't get the little tap on the shoulder and they don't pay attention when stuff in their life starts to go haywire, then they're going to get a shove or a harder push. Stuff might just start coming into their lives. So actually, I think we can all take comfort in the fact that no matter what happens, life will take care of that evolution for us. Mm-hmm. All of us know, and you were talking and I was talking earlier before the show started about how it's just stuff comes into your life and you have to deal with it.
Sure.
You have to step up. It could be unexpected stuff. We're being tested all the time.
Do you think that there's been a shift in the ability to deal with stuff? Because you think like past generations, our parents and parents beforehand, had dealt with the Great Depression and the wars and I guess seemingly most people would look and say, oh, look at them. They survived and they're, whole, I guess.
Yeah.
But did we not have a deeper understanding of mental health, back then? Or, what's your opinion on that?
I do think definitely it's a challenge when they speak of the greatest generation, because that generation took a lot of hard stuff. And some of the fallout was because we didn't have a lot of words to wrap around mental health. So we didn't know about depression, and we didn't really label alcoholism for what it was. So a lot of people medicated with prescriptions or with alcohol. It was the drug of choice for a lot of people. So it was very difficult for that generation in many ways. However, it was easier for them in some other ways because they didn't have the technology we have. They didn't have the 24/7 challenges that face all of us so long. And it's really hard, I think, to bounce back from the physical challenges we see every day in life when you feel like your mind is constantly wired and you never really get a break from it. And I think that's what makes it really tough for people right now is it's just in the air. We almost never let ourselves take a break from it.
Sure, sure. Hey, you know what? We're getting word that love is, I think, in traffic or something. So Ann's going to hang with us for a little bit longer, if you're okay with that. And
sure. We
could probably pick up a couple more phone calls, 312-917-200. She's doing her best to respond to you guys over text. But we'll go back to taking some calls since we have a little extra time. You know, this topic is just fascinating because just from the global perspective of what you're seeing on the news and what you're seeing in the world and what feels like a lot of hatred. And on the flip side, you got people coming together to combat that. And so there's some positive coming out of this.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see the shift start to happen. And, you know, I think it's easier when there's not resistance from, I guess, the stars, so to speak. Right.
Yeah. I do think we're going to see things move a lot more easily starting in 2019 in the sense that we'll have no planets retrograde for pretty much all of January and February into like the first week of March, which will be really helpful, really wonderful. People can move forward and feel a little less frustrated.
Well, let's talk to Diane and let's see what's on her palette right now. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Oh, great. This is really exciting. I've listened to you for many, many, many conversations the two of you have had.
Thank you so
thanks
much
for taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. What's going
I'm
on
60.
In your world?
I've been divorced for 5 years and after a 27-year marriage and never have gotten back into dating. Just don't know where to go.
So it's been how long since you've been on a date?
Well, I've been divorced for 5 years, so prior to that, it was just my husband and me, but for 27, so...
And I would imagine you probably didn't go on many dates with your husband if you're divorced,
no,
right?
No.
Yeah. So it's been
I'm just
really
afraid to get
time.
My toes back into it and wondering what it looks like for my sign.
Oh, my. Change is coming. Get yourself ready to be out there. Some cool things are going to start happening. You know, we have
in her love department.
Yes, yes.
You hear that, Diane?
I do, and it's. I'm nervous.
Yes,
I can
excited,
feel your nerves
nervous, both.
Yeah,
through the airwaves, I can feel it.
Yeah, you're going to get a birthday coming soon, right? When's your birthday?
January 11th.
Well, from now until then, it's really a good time. Start thinking about stuff like a makeover. You know, how about some new wardrobe choices? Get yourself with a personal shopper. Get yourself really spiffed up and get yourself ready for this, really. You've got time to strategize. You're going to start a brand new year with your birthday, January 11th. Venus is not going to be retrograde anymore next year. So Venus is about love and beauty. So let's go forward with this. But the biggest news for you is, you know how we have eclipses every 6 months? The moon and the sun get eclipsed. Okay. The eclipses are moving out of the axis of Leo and Aquarius into Capricorn and Cancer. That means you're going to be shoved and pushed forward. It's time, babe, after 5 years. And it's very
all
fun.
Right.
You're
going
right.
to get an. I'll be looking forward to it.
January 5th is the first one. It's in your sign. The next one coming up that you need to pay attention to that's going to be in your sign of true love, you know, of marriage and, you know, partners. Watch July 2nd, 2019. And July 16th, there's going to be another one in your sign.
Ooh.
Okay, so lots of cool stuff coming.
You.
Look at this. See, we're going to, and then I want you to call the show back and give us an update on, you know, how your love life is going in a few months.
Okay, I'll try and do that.
Thank you so much
for taking my call.
You got it. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Listening. We appreciate it. Let's try to squeeze one more call in here before we have to go. I think Love McPherson is going to join us via telephone in just a few moments here. Let's talk to Karen, who's a Leo. Hey, Karen.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. What's going on in your life?
I'd like to talk to Ann about finances.
Okay.
Right now, me and my husband, we're a paycheck-to-paycheck couple.
Yeah.
Is 219 going to be any better?
I'm so sorry to hear that. I know
no,
it's
that's
been
okay.
tough. Yeah, yeah. You know, you've had all the eclipses in your sign. What's your husband's sign?
Cancer.
So he's a Cancer. You know, this is really interesting because did you hear I was just talking to Diane about the eclipses are going to shift out of Leo Aquarius and into Cancer Capricorn?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so your husband being a Cancer, that's really interesting. What eclipses do is to shove us forward. They are big tools for evolution, like Frank and I were talking about earlier, about getting people to evolve and move forward. If you won't do the work, an eclipse will come along and they'll force the issue. So some interesting change could happen for your husband with these eclipses. It could be stuff related to, he might have interesting health things going on. He ought to take very good care of his health. But somebody might come into his life with this Capricorn energy. When these Capricorn eclipses come, there's going to be one on January 5th. And there's going to mm-hmm. be one, another one in December 25th of next year. These are both 2019. But I want to look at your money houses as well. Are you working, Karen?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so both of you are working. You know.
Correct.
You've got Mercury retrograde and right now, and your second money house is Virgo. It's ruled by Mercury. So see what happens once the Mercury retrograde ends. Also, you may be spending more than you usually do. Just keep an eye on your finances and be cautious about spending.
And you, if you guys have any further questions, you can reach out to Ann directly. She's awesome about this. How can people get a hold of you?
Best thing to do, go to my website, astrologerann.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Ann, so much for being here. You're going to hang out a little bit more in studio. She'll try to respond to some more of these texts.
Yep.
In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk to Love McPherson when we come back.